This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley on Monday the 28th of May. After a weekend in which 2008 Asian champions Gamba Osaka were cast fully 6 points adrift of safety ahead of the J-League's 3 week break for the World Cup qualifiers. Masanobu Matsunami's men surrendered a 2-0 lead to lose 3-2 at home to newly promoted Sagan Tosu on Friday night. Find out how on earth they managed to conspire to do so right after this. Well, hello again, and the hosts at Banpaku did actually get off to the perfect start when in just the third minute Paulinho successfully closed down Yuhei Niwa and sent in a cross for Takahiro Futagawa to open the scoring on his return to the starting 11 after 5 games on the sidelines. Gamba continued to dominate and created a succession of good chances, Yasuyuki Konno going closest when his header struck the right-hand goalpost. But having been frustrated with the 1-0 half-time scoreline, they finally extended their advantage midway through the second period, when Akihiro Sato extended a toe to reach Yasuhito Endo's cross. However, as the home fans continued to celebrate what looked like an assured victory, Tosu hit back right from the restart, when Yohei Toyoda managed to flick a long throw from Naoyuki Fujita inside the far post with the back of his head. Instantly, the momentum of the game flipped completely, and Gamba's fragile confidence subsided further when Fujita curled the ball home for the equaliser and his own first ever J1 goal with 4 minutes left on the clock. The hosts sought in vain for a winner, but were again caught on the breakaway, and Fujita slotted calmly past Atsushi Kimura to steal all 3 points for Sagan with the final kick of the game. Nagoya Grampus are another big club with a disappointing league position to ponder over the break, after they succumbed to a third successive home defeat, losing 1-0 to Gamba's city rivals Cerezo Osaka. Brazilian forward Kempes netted the only goal of the game early in the second period, following a fine solo run from Kimbo Kyung. And a below-par Nagoya were unable to hit back despite Cerezo forward Yuji Bando seeing red, with still half an hour remaining. The result lifts Cerezo above Grampus on goal difference with 17 points, alongside defending champions Kashiwa Reysol, who beat Albirex Niigata 2-0 on Saturday. Niigata, like Gamba, remains stuck on just 9. At the top, Vegalta Sendai's lead is down to 2 points, after they came out second best in a 5-goal thriller away to Kawasaki Frontale. The visitors fought back from Yu Kobayashi's opener to lead 2-1 through sensational strikes from Shingo Tomita and Wilson. But Kyohei Noborizako levelled things up again before Takuro Yajima's header won it for Kawasaki in the final minute. Sanfrecce Hiroshima held on to second with a straightforward 3-1 victory away to bottom club Consadole Sapporo, while Jubilo Iwata leapfrogged local rival Shimizu S-Pulse into third thanks to a 4-0 drubbing of Omiya Ardija. S-Pulse were held to a goalless draw at home to Yokohama F. Marinos. Elsewhere, Akira Nishino's first game in charge of Vissel Kobe did not quite go according to the script, as his side fell 2 down at home to Kashima Antlers and missed a number of chances before ultimately losing 2-1. FC Tokyo drew 1-1 with Urawa Reds in Saturday's late game. Well, just quickly before I go, and Japan warmed up for those forthcoming World Cup qualifiers with a 2-0 friendly win over Azerbaijan in Shizuoka last Wednesday. Shinji Kagawa gave the Samurai Blue the lead shortly before half-time, before an Agil Nabiev own goal in the second period. Alberto Zaccheroni will now lead his side into competitive battle, with home games in Saitama against Oman on Sunday the 3rd of June and Jordan on Friday the 8th, before heading to Australia to face the Socceroos on Wednesday the 12th. I'll be back with reports after the Jordan and Australia matches, but before then I hope to be inviting a couple of special guests for another extended edition of the Minutecast later this week as well. So do look forward to that, and I'll speak to you again soon either way. Bye for now.